What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTay along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, he's the co-host of Pro Football Focus College Football Show. He's also Pro Football Focus's data analysis man, Dalton Wasserman. Dalton, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, anytime, anytime. It's going to be a great day to watch a football game tonight, huh?
Yeah, sure enough. Dalton, I thought about this after Ohio State, you know, they beat Texas, and that was a great game to watch, and then they caught them late. But Manning Passing Academy in July, I'm sitting down talking to Will Howard, and he's explaining to me, you know, the process of how he, you know, transferred from Kansas State to Ohio State. And I said, what's the goal this year? And very bluntly, he was, it is national championship or bust for this team. Now, I thought that. I'm surprised he said it, because a lot of times in today's world, man, these guys, they're politically correct. They're not going to go out of the way to tell you something. But Will Howard, he was upfront about, hey, this is a disappointing season if we don't win a national championship. He's got a chance tonight to come and seal the deal.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think he says that because you look at all of the NFL caliber talent on this Ohio State team all over their roster, whether it's a freshman or a senior or anything in between. I think it's reasonable to expect that, right? And I think Will Howard was actually the biggest question mark at the beginning of the season. They brought back a ton of NFL talent on their defense. They brought back weapons. They got two great backs. You have a true freshman freak in Jeremiah Smith at receiver. And Howard was really the key to it all, and especially down the stretch outside of the Michigan game. He's played fantastic all season and honestly made a big improvement from his days at Kansas State, a better drop-back passer than he's ever been, and been a huge key to this run in the postseason, especially using all his weapons at his disposal and reading defenses the right way. So, no, Howard's had a fantastic year, and I think he's absolutely right to think that with as much talent as this team had, that was the idea behind all of those guys that came back that could have went in the draft last year. Coming back this year is that, hey, look, we have enough talent to win a national title, and now there's 60 minutes of doing it.
You know, Dalton, when I look at it, this is kind of old school. You know, defense wins championships. And I thought this was kind of ironic when I read this. The Buckeyes ranked first nationally in points allowed per game, basically giving up 12 points a game. Notre Dame is second, giving up 14 points a game. And four of the past eight national championships led the country in scoring defense. So when you look at that, and both have allowed more than 30-plus points just once this season. So when you think of the defense, now has Notre Dame really faced the explosiveness of Ohio State when they're clicking? But then I look at it's one game. It's not a series, kind of like what you even see in the NFL. The Fighting Irish have a chance that they can win the turnover battle. They're plus 17. Ohio State is plus 5. So who can maybe take it away or protect the football? Then you look at, like I said, scoring defense. So it could come into play and the outcome. Because you know what I don't want? I don't want a blowout. And bear with me here. I'm looking at, the numbers and people who don't have a dog in the hunt. Well, I don't care about the Irish or Ohio State, but I like college football. I like football in general. The games have not been close. You look, the last time games have actually been close was played in Atlanta in 2017, season when Alabama beat Georgia. I remember that game, 26-23 in overtime. And you look, since the past six championship games have been decided by an average of 20 points. That's what I don't want to see. I don't care who wins. I just want it to be a close game down to the wire. And do you think the defense will come into play, like I mentioned earlier? I know it's a long-winded question, but go ahead, Dave. Dalton.
I think if it is going to be a close game, you're going to get that defensive game you're looking at between arguably the two best defenses in the country. I would put Texas in that category too. But that's, I think, the game that Notre Dame especially wants to play, right? I don't know that Notre Dame is capable of getting up into the 30s in this game. They've really been scratching for offense, especially the past two games against Georgia and Penn State, right? And I know they got 27 against Penn State, but the big thing for Notre Dame, when they've been able to score, it's when they've been able to get turnovers. You mentioned that. I believe they have the most takeaways in the country this season. The secondary is fantastic.
Right.
And I think if Notre Dame is going to win this, they're going to have to keep, but both of these teams are going to be under 24 points. I don't see Notre Dame scoring a ton of points, but if they can force turnovers, if they can cover at the elite level in the secondary like they have been all season, they've just been fantastic in the secondary. Even young kids like Leonard Moore, Christian Gray at corner, Xavier Watts at safety. That's when you talk about this game starts turning in Notre Dame's favor and you're getting in a close game, a close defensive game, something like 20-17, 23-20. That's where they prefer it to be. If this game gets up in the 30s, at least especially for Ohio State, I think then Notre Dame has a real problem. But if you get a tight game, it's going to be a very defensive game with, you know, you got NFL-style playmakers on both sides of the ball. So it could turn into that. These are two fantastic defenses that could go back and forth throwing haymakers.
Now, you know, Dalton, when I look at this, okay, boy, because I think he's a phenom. Jeremiah Smith, you talk about a freshman that's on a different level. But then what happened against Texas? Now, they held him to 3 yards on one catch. Playing, you know, they shaded the coverage to him over the top, you know, in and out bracket type coverage or short and long. Had an extra defender on him. Now, he was only targeted 3 times. Then he said, I was more of a decoy, but they won 28-14. What do you think, if you had to ask me right now, does Jeremiah Smith have a big game? The reason why I say that, because Notre Dame said they're not changing. They play man-to-man. I think if they play man-to-man with no help with Jeremiah Smith, they're getting burned. I think you got to take more of the Texas approach. You're trying to defend him. But you look at top to bottom, Ohio State, they're like 3 deep at wide receiver. So pick your poison. Well, what is your take on that, Dalton?
No, I absolutely agree. I think you said it right when you talked about Notre Dame playing more man coverage than any team in the country. And that's because they're elite at it, right? And I think there's kind of a paradox here where I think there's nobody that sticks to their identity more so than Notre Dame, and it's gotten them this far, right? So I still expect them to go heavy man-to-man. Maybe they mix in some more zone looks because you mentioned Texas. Texas is a heavy, heavy zone team, right? And they adjust their zone windows, you know, based on their game plan every week. And that's exactly what they did to Jeremiah. 2 or 3 guys had their eyeballs on him on every single play, right? And they were going to make Ohio State beat them with somebody else. If Notre Dame and Marcus Freeman, if they feel like, listen, we have the best corners in the country, we have the best man coverage in the country, we can cover them one-on-one, maybe Notre Dame is just the only team capable of doing it. Ohio State doesn't see a lot of man coverage because you know they're that talented, right? But I think there is every opportunity for Jeremiah to have a huge game here. Press man coverage against this Notre Dame team that usually doesn't back off of it. It's worked for them so far, but this is their toughest test yet. It's going to be very interesting to see, I think, especially on the first drive or two of this game, how Notre Dame comes out in coverage. Do they stick to their guns and go with a lot of cover one, or do they mix it up a little bit and maybe go with some zone blitzes and some different things maybe that Texas used? Because Texas did do a really nice job of making Ohio State beat them with other players, and Ohio State found a way to do that, and they beat them with their defense, of course.
Dalton, one of the things for Notre Dame to win, you got to have a big game from Riley Leonard. And, you know, he has been a really good, if you want to call it a dual threat guy, because he's made a lot of plays running the football. And for me, Notre Dame's key to victory is, yeah, you got to continue to play really good defense, but Riley Leonard becomes the man. He's the straw that turns the drink for them offensively, and he's got to have a big game, not only as a passer, but also his threat as a runner.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think we've seen at least 2 or 3 games this year where, you know, the few times where Notre Dame's running backs didn't exactly explode with production, Riley Leonard's legs are the equalizer, right? And you think about it schematically, you talk about the quarterback run game, you know, by design, it changes the numbers game. And against, you know, different defensive fronts, I think about the Louisville game, the Georgia game, even against Penn State a little bit, they found a way to equalize the numbers and get that hat-on-hat football going because they had Riley Leonard carrying the ball and being involved in the play and then getting your lead, you know, lead blockers, the running backs blocking in front of them. You change the numbers, right? I think it's going to be a big factor tonight. I think if they're going to win tonight, he's got to have probably around 15 carries, if not more, because you just need him to be able to grind it down. And he's very hard to tackle. He's really athletic. He's hard to tackle. And that's going to be a big thing. The read option game is going to be big. And I think the design run game, they've run a lot of design quarterback powers and counters and things like that that change the numbers up front. Because if you walk in there and you just try to, against Ohio State, just try to run traditionally and run your base day one run plays against this NFL defensive line, you're going to have an issue. So I think Leonard's legs do play a massive part in this game if Notre Dame's going to consistently move the ball down the field.
Now, Dalton, everyone likes when something occurs for the first time. And you look at it, we're going to have a coach, who would win his first national championship this season. You look at Ryan Day or Marcus Freeman. You look at Marcus Freeman, a great opportunity, first African-American coach to win a national championship. But somebody, Ryan Day, you might say, well, I can't beat Michigan, but I'm a national champ. So that's interesting what's going to happen there. But you look, Nick Saban retired from Alabama. Then you got Kirby Smart, what he established now at Georgia. Dabo Sweeney at Clemson. Mack Brown, the only active college football head coaches with national titles. Now, Day has gotten close previously, reaching the college football playoff three times and national championship game once in 5 years. Now, the Fighting Irish has not been in national championship game since 2012 under Coach Kelly. Who's with LSU right now? Who do you think this would mean more to? Would it be Ryan Day or Marcus Freeman? Because, we're always like, oh, this is the first time this ever happened. But I think Ryan Day, all of a sudden, you look at that Ohio State fan base. We didn't beat Michigan. What have you done for me lately against the Michigan Wolverines? They hate Michigan. But I'm a national champion. And then you look at Marcus Freeman, what he's been able to accomplish or would accomplish at Notre Dame, where Brian Kelly said, I have to leave South Bend to be able to win a championship. That's why he came to LSU. Break that down, because that's a lot right there. What's on the line for Ryan Day, Marcus Freeman?
Yeah, I mean, I'll start with Day. Honestly, I think considering the expectations Ohio State had coming into this season, and obviously another Michigan loss was a massive black eye, right, to Ryan Day's reputation. They've lost four in a row, and it's been a whole big thing. So, any year without a Michigan win and without a national title, in some circles it's considered a failure for Ohio State. So if he was to get this done, at least he would fulfill that part of the expectations, and they could work on the Michigan thing later. Because, I remember it was probably a month ago where a lot of people in Columbus wanted Ryan Day out of there, and now they've bounced back from that potentially to win a title and get the season-long goal done and get their first national title in 10 years. And I think it's a big weight off of his shoulders. Now, is he still going to want to beat Michigan next season? Absolutely. But I think with their talent base and the talent they have coming in there every year, Ohio State feels like they should be able to build a dynasty with all the talent they consistently have coming through. But Ryan Day has got to win the big games, right? So I think it would be a little bit bigger for him. As far as Freeman goes, I mean, I think they expected to make the playoff this year. I'm not sure they exactly, even with Riley Leonard, expected to win a national title and what it would do for his program. I think win or lose what it's going to do for his program anyway, getting even more elite talent in there, because there's still a couple of weaknesses on this team, roster-wise. If they start getting even more elite talent in there, you could see Notre Dame, especially with the money that they bring in as an independent, you could see them really starting to get in near, at least near this spot every single year in the Final Four or in the Final Eight, right? And they just have to continue to build that talent base. But Marcus Freeman, I think the thing you got to love about him, he knows what he wants this program to look like, and this is really the ideal scenario. He's 60 minutes from a national title win. Either way, they've done it their way to have a clear, defined identity. I don't think that's going away. I think it means a little more today considering the preseason expectations, but it would be huge, obviously, for both programs.
One thing I'll say, Dalton, if Marcus Freeman wins this game tonight, he becomes the superstar head coach in college football. From how quick a job he turned that program, and not that Brian Kelly didn't have some building blocks there, but to take this to a national championship, and the last guy to win it was Lou Holtz, he becomes the superstar coach in college football with a W tonight.
Well, Don, like Mike's saying, he's a double minority. Bobby, what are you talking about? He has a chance to become the first black coach to win a national championship. He's also the first Asian coach to play for the title. His mom's South Korean. So he's a black South Korean. Whoever thought of that? And to be a national champion this day and age? Come on. That could go a long way.
No, absolutely. I mean, it would be monumental. And you mentioned him being the superstar of college football. You're darn right. I mean, especially in a game here where he's a heavy underdog. And you talk about the programs that he's beaten along the way, right? Obviously an upstart Indiana program, but beating Kirby Smart along the way, beating a Penn State team along, beating a Penn State team along the way that was kind of considered to be in that same position as Notre Dame is like, okay, you're a playoff team, you're a top 10 team, but you're not the number one team in any given year. Now, if you get over that hump and you build that momentum with the talent that Notre Dame can bring in and as much as they buy into that program, I mean, no, it could really change the course of college football as we know it. You know, Ohio State, we know they're an elite team every year. They're in the Final Four darn near every single season. I don't want to say it would be status quo. It would be a big deal, but we know Ohio State's going to be in this spot a lot or somewhere near it. Notre Dame could really upend the power structure, and Marcus Freeman, we've already, you know, before the Bears just hired Ben Johnson, we heard rumors about them maybe wanting to interview Freeman. You know, you win a national title at Notre Dame, all of a sudden you're a deity up there, right? And you start talking about, boy, they never watch it elite. You could be there forever, and like you mentioned, you'd be a superstar alongside, you know, the Kirby Smarts and Dabo Sweeney's and guys who have won titles, the very few guys remaining who have won titles, because there's still that void from Nick Saban to fill, and maybe Marcus Freeman's young enough that he could fill that at Notre Dame, but getting this first one tonight as a big-time underdog would be huge for him.
Dalton, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate your time and your insights, and I hope it's a close game. I got a feeling it won't be, but I hope it's a close game.
Yes, I just want it to be a close game. I like that Georgia-Alabama game. We all remember that in the overtime. I mean, something like that.
That'd be a lot of fun. I appreciate you guys, as always. Enjoy the game.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dalton.
Dalton Wasserman, who does a great job, co-host of the Pro Football Focus college football show. You can hear it out on Sirius Radio Network.